Hi folks, once again, and you're very welcome along to another programme, to another edition of Down Your Way. It's St. Patrick's Day, we're here in the Arts Bar. Absolutely brilliant, Head Glorious St. Patrick. Yes, I'm here in the Arch Bar, here in Turles. A prize-winning bar. How are you doing, Pat? Pat Hayes.
How are you doing? Not too bad now.
It's great to be here.
It's a great all day. It's a great all turnout as well. It is a great spirit, and the weather was good too, so we're not too bad.
St. Patrick's Day is a special time all over the world.
Oh, it is, yeah, it is, and especially in Tipperary.
It surely is, yeah.
So we're doing a great, we've a 12-hour trad session on today, so yes. Doing a little bit of a fundraiser for a local lad, Kieran, he needs treatment, and in fairness now, people are very generous.
Absolutely. And what a day, you're definitely wetting the shamrock around here.
Oh, my God, they are. The Guinness is definitely flowing, and the rest of it. Yeah. There's one or two drinking tea, but sure, somebody has to drive us all home, I suppose.
Absolutely. There's about 30 or 40 musicians down there. It's unreal.
Yeah, they're here now since 12 o'clock today. They're taking turns, and there's still more to come. There's more coming back. And in fairness now, there's a great community amongst the traditional music players. But for about 2 hours after the parade, we had a load of kids. Okay. And they're from four or five up to teenagers. So it's great to see the young people keeping up to the tradition, because they're the future.
So this is an award-winning pub for the second time in a row.
Well, thanks to the people of Tipperary. They voted us, yeah. It was good fun. It was a great response, and people were very good. But look, it's a great category, and it is a lot of fun, and fair play to Hib FM for doing it. Creates awareness too, and trying to rejuvenate the pub game.
This pub is around here a while.
We're here since 1947 in the family.
Oh my god. You're here in the centre of Liberty Square for the most part.
Oh yeah, always been here. Seen a lot of changes over the years. Mm-hmm. My father's seen a lot more changes than I have, but look, it is what it is. Times are tough at the moment, but I think they'll come back.
Yeah, your man, of course, is very much a part of it as well here.
Oh, she's still flying it. Still a Liege woman, but she's okay. She's only here 54 years, but we still call her a blow-in.
That's a lovely story, yeah. And indeed, I suppose, generating a kind of a crowd like this you have here tonight is just magic.
Oh, it is great. Look, there was a great parade in town today, and fair play to the organisers. They did a great show again, as they do all the time. And look, people are just out to relax. They're off tomorrow, so they're going to take it handy.
Tell me, what happens here in this pub, apart from music of a Sunday night and that kind of thing? You have other sessions on as well.
Oh, we do music. We do music on a Saturday night. Friday night, we do one piece. The first Thursday of every month, we have a sit-down session. There's always a guitar behind the counter, so if anyone wants to sing a song or play, they're more than welcome.
Absolutely. And then you have the food as well.
Food Monday to Saturday, and then the Fuita restaurant upstairs Friday and Saturday night only.
Yeah.
But no, it's going great. It's going good.
The restaurant upstairs is bookable for the most part, isn't it?
Oh yeah. No bother, ring any time. We'll fit you in.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what it is, I suppose. Okay, it's a massive pub really, isn't it, for the most part?
It goes back a fair bit. It goes back. But there have been add-ons over the years. We're standing now when I was a kid, this was the back kitchen.
Okay.
And the stairs upstairs, to go upstairs, there was a staircase in the corner, and that was outside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually nearly three times the size it was in my grandfather's time, but yeah, it's development.
Yeah. Hey, great memories, I suppose, can be told around here.
Oh, there's a lot of stories. I don't know if I can repeat some of them on Tip FM, though.
This was, I suppose, for the most part, a Fianna Fáil pub, wasn't it?
Oh, no, we allow everyone in.
Oh, will you? No, I don't mean it like that, but like they used to hold their meetings here.
It was, yeah, they used to hold the meetings upstairs. I suppose it's a tradition going back to my grandfather's time. It's just one that they kept going, but I'm sure times are changing. There might be. we do accept all parties. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, Pat, look at it. We're delighted to be here tonight to support the cause and indeed to be part of Down Your Way here in Liberty Square in Turles.
Thanks very much. Enjoy the music.
Yeah, thanks very much.
They were Tom and Mama and Mama, like sister and brother. They went Tom and Mama on the road till they came to a sea. And the boats are down together, here the night and guilty. Then out of his knapsack, he took a fine fiddle. And he played her such a merry tune, you have already heard. He played her such a merry tune, the valley did ring. And the boats sat down together, look, here the nightingale sing. And they kissed so sweet and comforting, as they spoke to each other. They went arm-in-arm on the road, like sister and brother. They went arm-in-arm on the road, till they came to a stream. And the boats sat down together, hear the nightingale sing. Oh, soldier, will you marry me? Oh, no, said the soldier, that never can be. For I got me wife at home in the old country, and she is the prettiest fair maid that you ever did see. And sure, I'm off to India for 7 long years, drinking wine and strong whiskey instead of pale beer. And if ever I return again, it'll be in the spring. And we both sit down together, hear the nightingale sing. And they kiss us sweet and comforting, as they talk to each other. They were Tom and Amman on the road, like sister and brother. They went arm and arm and on the road till they came to Estherine. And the boats sat down together, hear the nightingale sing.
Here's their brilliant, Lynn Fanning and the crew. We're going to take a very first break of the evening. We're here in the Arch Bar. We're back just after these. And you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're here in the Arch Bar. What a celebration here for St. Patrick's weekend. We caught up with a few lads from the rugby club celebrating 100 years of rugby. My God. And indeed, I'm invited down to do a radio show down in the club. Tom Stapleton, how are you doing?
Good, very good, thank you.
A good St. Patrick's Day for you, was it?
Absolutely brilliant. We had over 100 children in the parade today. It was a fantastic day, led out by Yaya, was it? The wolfhound.
Naya,
the wolfhound. It was a great day out, yeah.
Okay. A lot of work gone into this.
Unbelievable work. We're working very hard to say since last September, getting all the minis and all the underage teams up to speed and going very hard at it, and things are going great, yeah.
Absolutely. This man, the chairman of the club, or the president?
I'm the president of Turles Rugby Club and proud to be president.
Brian Scanlon.
Brian Scanlon, yeah, proud to be president.
Brian?
I'm not too bad now, I mean,
yeah,
yourself.
Listen, I want to congratulate you here because you won the award of one of the best clubs in the year.
We did. We won the Tip FM Club of the Year award in the Anner there a couple of months ago, and we were delighted to accept that on behalf of the club.
Yeah.
Great achievement for a club that's going forward the whole time. We're delighted.
How are the senior team going?
Senior team are going very well. We're lucky enough. We're able to field two senior men's teams, the first and the second. So the first are playing in Division 1, and they secured Division 1 status for next year against Kilfeekle in Turles last Friday night.
Okay.
So we're delighted with that. And our women, Johnny will be giving out.
Johnny, we look after Johnny.
Our senior women then, congratulations to the girls there. They won the league on Friday night. They're in the Munster Divisional League. So they won that. Congratulations to Emer, the captain there, and all the others on that team. And our seconds are through to the Evans Cup final after overcoming a very strong Feather team today in Thurles. So very good weekend all in all. Three senior games, 3 wins out of 3, and a win for Ireland yesterday as well.
Tell me how you celebrated St. Patrick's Day. How did you do it?
We celebrated with these two men here, the coaches from the underage section, Tom and David there. Thomas said, there were over 100 kids today marching in the parade for Thurles Rugby Club. Fantastic to have that many kids together. Delighted to have them now. And we're led out by Naya, the Irish Wolfhound, as our club mascot, all decked out in the Thurles colours. So it was fantastic.
So we're looking forward to going to the club. David, how are you?
Very good, thanks. David Dunn, yeah. We're
happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Thanks very much, and the same to yourself. We're as a mark of the 100 years in the club, we're actually bringing a crew of under-12s to a North Wales rugby festival next weekend. So there's over 50 people travelling to Wales. We're going to be gone for the weekend. We're playing 3 or 4 games over there, so huge excitement in the club, you know. Everyone's looking forward to it, and a few people lost out, but look, for the most part, you can't bring everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, but, you know, we're all looking forward to it. It's great to see the club 100 years old, and what a way to mark it, so.
So walking down to Thurles today, was it special for the club?
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, I mean, we had, as I said, over 100 kids, you know. Every one of them were well into it. Ireland won the Six Nations this weekend, so, you know, rugby's on the up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
what time of the year does it slow down? April, May?
Oh, we never slow down, ever. we just go recruiting in the off season, that's all we do.
Yeah.
Poaching and hurlers in the off season.
Get in a few hurlers.
Exactly. No, we do. We finish up shortly after Easter, so it'll be September again before we get going.
Looking forward to the trip to Wales, Tom.
Can't wait. Yeah, a lot of planning went into it now, and I can't believe it's actually coming up. 15 months of planning and looking for sponsors. Want to give a big shout out to Lundus, Thurles of Hearns, because they were our main sponsors, and only for them things mightn't have been so smooth, you know.
It is nice to say hello, lads, and every success to the club in the future. I'm looking forward to going to the club in 6 weeks' time.
Thank you very much, Eamon. That's great. Thank you.
Tell me how ship it, I'm taking a trip it, and I'll
off to Tipperil. Well done, lads. Sheila O'Dowar is joining me. How are you doing, Sheila?
I'm grand, thanks very much.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well.
What a special day for you this year.
It's been a terrific day, really special. And it's all been centred around little Ciarán Bracken. We're here in the Arch Bar doing a fantastic fundraiser. We're here since 12:30 and we'll be here till late tonight.
You started at 12:30 and you're working until 12:30.
We had the children from near the village of where Ciarán is from. Sinead Brennan from Buddy Brennan's brought the children down this morning, and they were in the parade and they came straight here to play for Ciarán's fundraiser, which was absolutely a lovely start to the day. And they played for a full hour. They went into the parade then in Thurles and came back in and played some more. And then they were joined by the Thurles children as well, who also came in and played. And we've had a host of musicians all day coming in, playing and singing with us all day. It's been absolutely terrific.
Just watching them, the lads inside here, there must be 30 musicians at least.
Yeah, there
and
is.
Many from the great Jim of the Mills and many other places.
They're queuing to come in to get us about as well, yeah. It's absolutely lovely, and the amount of support that we've had all day has been absolutely terrific.
You know, a novel idea, isn't it? You have done this before, though.
We have done this before. Now, we've done it for Shorehaven, we did it for the Order of Malta, but I have never seen the turnout like we've had today for little Ciarán, which is absolutely a tribute to him and to his family. The people are really got behind little Ciarán. They want to see him well, they want to see him home, and they want to see him cured. And it's just such a shame that we don't have the treatment here in Ireland, that we're having to send four-year-old children to England to get help. That family is isolated in the time when they should have everybody rallying around them. And instead of that, they're in Manchester at Christie's Hospital having the treatment there because it's not here in Ireland. And it looks like it could be another 10 or 20 years before we get it here, which is so sad. So sad.
So if you look at tonight's the night for us about celebrating St. Patrick's Night and all the rest, and indeed fundraising as well. Well done to you and to all your group.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We have another couple of hours ahead of us yet, so.
Good to say hello. We're going to take another break. We join us just after these. Well done.
Okay?
Perfect. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. Evelyn Nevin is with me, the MC and Master of Ceremonies for this massive parade here in Thurles today. How are you doing, Evelyn?
I'm doing great, Eamon, and yourself. Absolutely great day for us. We're delighted.
Yeah, it was a special day
It was a great day for the town, and I tell you, a great day for the committee, because a lot of work has gone into the parade, and we were worrying, you know, about floats and who you're going to have. But even the weather shone for us today. Nothing could have gone wrong. Absolutely fabulous, and a great turnout. Great turnout.
Massive putting together on a show like this, isn't there?
Oh, it is, yeah. I mean, we've been meeting every Wednesday night now since January, organising the Churchgate collections, organising people. Now, I have to say, Johnny Keenahan is our main man, and Johnny kind of took over there when we thought we'd get no parade back in Thurles. And absolutely a great committee, but as I said, Johnny now has done most of the work. And it does, you know, you have to go out to all the local areas doing the collection, because a parade doesn't come cheap. You're talking about $8,000 to $10,000. And then on the day, organising traffic, we had Sergeant McCormack and Chris Ferling with us from the guards. And a lot of organising, as you said, and to make sure on the day, then it's all about safety for the kids and everyone else.
Yeah, putting up barriers and what
have you. That's it, yeah. I mean, you know, and again, Pat Carey now organises the barriers and all that. So there is, you don't realise, I suppose, on the day what goes into it prior to that. It is a couple of months' work. And at the end of the day, I suppose, if you don't get the participants in it, you're at nothing. And then if you don't get the nice weather, you know what I mean? But everything worked out great for us. And we had great floats, loads of kids. And I mean, our team today was youth, are our future. And definitely we have a great future in Thurles with all the young kids that was out there today. And parents and, you know, people getting them out there, and the clubs like Thurles Rugby Club had over 80. We had Thurles Gales, Dourlis Oak, Sarsfields, Dapa Dance, Dwan Dance Academy, loads of kids, and great colour, just fantastic. Now, I was delighted with the parade. Yeah.
Just for the Cross the County, Nina, Clonmel, all those had great parades as well. Tipperary Town was yesterday.
Oh yeah, Tipperary Town, fabulous. I saw the American band there, and I was out in Littleton myself this morning as well. Fabulous parade in Littleton, you know, great little village out there, great community spirit, and it's great. And I think it's important that we should try and keep the parades. I know Cashel now this year had it on the plaza, and so had Temple Moor. I hope it doesn't come to that in Thurles, you know, because I love, as I said, seeing all the kiddie groups walking down, and great for the kids, you know, a bit of pride and pride for the parents to see them. So we'll try and keep the parade in Turles going as long as we can. And, you know, again, the business people in Turles, absolutely fantastic, the sponsorship we got. All we had to do was ask. They all came on board. And tough times for some businesses, you know. So it's important that we go back then and support the local businesses, because they're there to support the parades and the young people, as I said, and groups like that, to keep it all going. You know, it's all very important. We're all cogs in the wheel.
Yeah, we missed out on a few parades during COVID and all of that.
We did, and very disappointed. I mean, originally it was Martin Ryan, councillor, and Paddy Jurek that got the parade up and running in Turles in 1994. And then, as you said, the parade kind of fell away, and COVID kind of had an effect. And I mean, you are kind of a bit worried, you know, will it come back, will it not? But look, it takes people, it takes volunteers, people giving up their time. And I always think if there's a will there, you'll gather people behind you, you know. And I mean, there is a great committee now, and hopefully Turles will get stronger and stronger. We had two bands there today, CJ Kickham and our own Sean Tracy. Absolutely fabulous. Sean Tracy pipe band turn up everywhere. They were abroad in Littleton this morning. So there's great people there. It's just to keep it all running and keep the parade in Turles. I mean, Patrick's Day is nothing without a parade. You have to keep the parade, yeah.
Nevin, I know the fundraiser here today and for a special event.
Oh yeah, fabulous. I'm looking at a picture of him there now, Kieran, and I'd like to wish his family, grandparents and himself the best of luck. I suppose I know what it's like, but it's great that there's such support here for him today. We did our own fundraiser there last July, and the turnout, people are just great. At the end of the day, like, when you need people, and especially for a cause like Kieran, I mean, lovely smile, young little child, should be running around, no worries, whatever. I'm sure his parents are very concerned, and his grandparents, but look, they know they're not on their own. You know, the people at Turles are behind him. The Arch Bar here today, absolutely fabulous turnout. So I want to wish them all the best of luck, and wish Kieran the best of luck on his journey.
Evan, it's a pleasure to have you on the programme. Every success and congratulations on a great day.
Thanks a million. Thanks a million. Thanks.
Michael Fahey is with me. Michael, how are you doing?
Not too bad at all, Eamon.
All the way in from Littleton. Littleton was big today for the parade as well.
Yeah, we had a great parade in Littleton there today, and a serious amount of people showed up. A lot of floats and a massive crowd. And thank God the weather cleared after a short while. So we got away good. We got away good, so
absolutely.
We did.
Yeah, and of course, Thomas, we were talking to Evelyn, and indeed lots of lads were done for the part of your life, I suppose, raising money as well. And you know all about it.
We do, and sure, look, it is all for a good cause, like, you know what I mean, and we're all involved. It is the same thing with us all. We're all into it for trying to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. And that's grand, and we get a bit of pleasure over that, you know.
Very much involved in both the Vintage and the IEVTA, and major committee man now.
Yeah, I was co-opted onto the board there this year, and look, we have 10,500 members countrywide at the moment, 500 new already this year coming on. And it's going from strength to strength, and we're very happy with it. We hope to open a museum down there in Dunamore later on. And
this
we're working.
Will it be done this year, will it?
We'll start it, but it is a long process. We want to get this right for the people.
It's a massive process, because I was down there a few years ago, and it was unreal.
It's lovely. It's a lovely place, very old cut stone building, and our predecessors, the guys that were there before, started it off. Done a lot of work, but it's up to us now to carry it on.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes time, and indeed, I suppose there's no bother in picking up the vintage gear, because the country is full of it.
The country is full of it, and we're lucky enough to be given a lot of it. But we're starting to buy some quality stuff as well, stuff that you wouldn't get together yourself. You'd have to get it out of a collection, like, you know. So look, it's a long road, and we'll get there. Mm-hmm. So we're, you know.
We're here in the Ash Bar. You hardly put your hands in your pocket with the crowd is here.
My God, to some crowd of people in here. It's a long, long time since I've been in it. And it's just always a great place, the Arch Bar.
Yeah, yeah.
And a great family here, the Hayes is, like, you know.
The Hayes is a fantastic family, and they've been here for years and years.
Absolutely, and sure, look at that. They create a lot of employment here for Turles.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, people always come in and enjoy themselves here, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. So, Michael, what's ahead for the year in the Vintage Line?
Well, sure, I suppose we're really not into it yet, and we're starting off now. Some of the shows will be starting off, really kicking off early next month. And we'll move on with that then in our own major show, sure, the 1st of September.
Yeah.
And the truck show clashes with us on the same day, very close to us. So we just kind of hope it all clicks off. The two of them hop off of one another and get on with it, you know.
Absolutely, it's the last week of August, the truck show and the vintage show is on around the same time.
They're on the 1st of September.
Absolutely.
1st of September, so we're hoping, like last year, we get a good day.
Yeah.
We really had a good day the last year, and we're looking forward to it again. So
yeah. Yeah, there's so much things we can talk about, I know, but Michael, I know we have been doing a bit of a documentary on you, on your life over a year or over a couple of years. and then we kind of slowed down a bit on it recently because your dear wife was in hospital, and
that's right.
We didn't want to kind of, we want to wish her well and say hello to her on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, listen, thanks a million for that, and it's much appreciated. And to be honest with you, I'm very lucky. I've a very much extended family around me, with people and friends, and they're very, very good. And I just want to say thanks to every one of them, so I do.
Michael Fahey, as always, it's a pleasure having you on Down Your Way. We'll get around to putting the final touches to that programme.
This is no bother at all. We'll meet up soon. I've no doubt that Michael will be in front of me again.
Michael Fahey, as always, from Littleton. Thanks for saying it all.
No bother, Eamon. Thanks, Joseph, and thanks for having us on. Cheers.
Indeed, very much. Thank you very much. We're going to take another break. We're back just after these.
Familiar places come into view. I see my home now. Soon I see you. This is my homeland. I was born in, no matter where I roam, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. We talk to the old folk, they're getting on. Treat them to late nights and sing a few songs. We talk to the neighbors of life on the town. There's so much to tell them of days that are gone. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I roam, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down by St. Mary's to a shelter spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones that are gone, and hope they'll remember their wandering song. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I roam, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter so. My feet may wander a thousand places, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal.
After the action, great Paddy Fogarty from McCarthy. We'll take another break. Rejoin us just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to the final part of Down Your Way. Historian is with us from Turles. Jimmy Duggan, how are you doing?
I'm well, Eamon. How are you keeping?
Had you a nice St. Patrick's Day?
Ah, sure, it was great, isn't it? It's great, great kind of affirmation of who we are, really, isn't it? And the parade and then the music, you can hear it in the background there. And it's always, it is a special day for us, you know, that nobody else really has. And
you remember your earlier times of St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, I suppose.
At home in the house and the shamrock being brought in, yeah, and all
that kind of thing. We sent out like to get the shamrock and had to recognise and know where it grew and where it grew well. Or if you brought it in, they'd say, that's only clover, you know, or something like that, you know. And so you had to know your stuff in that line. The Railway Cup was a big thing those years, you know, and to be represented, then Tip representatives on the Railway Cup teams and all that, you know, the parades like were far more basic, if you like. There was no high tech or anything else. There was hardly a lorry, and there weren't that many tractors either, you know. Irish farming was kind of changing at the time, and particularly the get together, I think, around St. Patrick's Day was great. Lent, you see, had a huge impact at that time, and then you had this day in the middle of Lent generally, and the lads really liked to get together, you know.
And everything opened up then for Lent that day, or could you go and do what you like, dancing and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I can't really remember now whether Lent was still in for, but I know the men particularly kind of got together that day, you know, and it was a special day for them. Yeah. They'd meet and have a few drinks or whatever.
And now it's special all over the world, hugely.
It is, it's huge, like from one end of the globe to the other, as they say, you know. And at times you'd feel that, you know, they're far more proud of that type of heritage. Of course, when you're away, like your own heritage and language in particular is really, really important, you know. And they seem to grasp, all the immigrants kind of grasp that immediately. It has taken us a while, but I think, you know, the major planks of our culture are very strong, and if we could, except for the language, which there's still an awful lot of work to do, you know.
Tell me about the success of Seachtain na Gaeilge.
Yeah, I think it has been. Snag has been a huge success. You see, in today's brand world, you know, long ago, it was just that inner kind of core feeling that here was something that mustn't and couldn't be lost. But now it has changed in today's world, you know, of advertising and branding and everything else like that. And Seachtain na Gaeilge has been a huge success, right across the board. Yeah, you know.
Good stuff, Jimmy. Look at we're tidy in time. Every success, and I hope you're enjoying the day and the music and the crack here.
Sure we are, Eamon. I've got a meal of Margot, I've got Bannachtina Fela, Hortain, I've got a Ratcannon.
Got a Margot, James.
All right.
We want to say hello to this lady here. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day anyway. You enjoying your day?
I'm having a fantastic day. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm so proud to be Irish today with all the Irish music that we're having here in Turles. And as I live abroad now in Africa, I'm so happy to be back, and I love the culture, the Irish culture. And long may it last, that's what I say.
So where have you been?
Well, I've been back with Mammy, you know, just in Doon County, Limerick, but now I live in Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, where we've set up a school and we've 300 children. I was a music teacher in Kilkenny for 41 years, and I retired out to Africa, but I love coming back to Ireland. So I'm delighted to be here, and I love the Irish music.
Absolutely. Tell me, what is St. Patrick's like in your country, in
Tanzania? Well, they where we live in Kilimanjaro, they're a bit like the Irish. They love their drink. And, of course, we'll see you have the Irish ambassador is from Limerick, and they put on a special night in the capital. And they have traditional music there. And up where we live as well, about 2 hours away from us, they bring over the best of dancers and musicians. So we do celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Africa as well, believe it or not. And I actually taught our school the children there a Wirra Wahar, but I put English words to it so they'd understand it, you know. So we have a bit of cross-culture going on there.
Listen, every success... Your mammy, I know for many, many years, played at Jim of the Mills all those years.
Oh, mammy is fantastic at 93. She's been going up to Jim of the Mills about 26 years. And she's a wonderful woman playing the fiddle. And she plays the mouth organ. And she's a fantastic, positive attitude at 93, still playing music, driving her car, going swimming with her friends. And, chatting to her friends. She's a good example to us all how to live life.
Success and enjoy the rest of the day, St. Patrick's Day.
And the same to you. Thanks very much.
Hey, Costello, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Eamon. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and all your listeners.
Oh, sure, it's a great day, isn't it?
Great day to be Irish.
Yeah,
great night, great fun here with all the musicians and singers.
You're dressed up in great colour.
Ah, sure. Make a bit of an effort for the day.
Yeah, why not? Anyways, it was a great, hugely well supported here in Torres, St. Patrick's Day Parade and all of that, wasn't it?
Fantastic. And the weather was lovely, so it brought people out, I suppose, as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Normally we'd be asking you to sing a couple of songs and all the rest, but there's so much stuff around here right now, I can't.
I'm not a great singing voice. I have a chest infection anyway, Eamon, so.
Yeah, no.
There's plenty.
The jockey choir group and all of that.
All going great, thank God. Great. You'll have to come back to us for a visit.
We'll definitely come back during the summer.
That'll be lovely.
Yeah,
we'd love to have you.
As always, Peggy, thanks for saying hello.
Thank you, Eamon. Thank you very much.
Just say hello to Lima Donahue. How are you doing, Lima?
Very good, very good.
Lovely to meet you.
What?
Very much a part of down your way. We're on the last piece of music. And indeed, we're delighted to be here on St. Patrick's Day.
It is, yeah, so am I. Yeah, we had a great St. Patrick's Day, and it's great that you came in to record the atmosphere now that we're enjoying in Thurles this evening. And we might finish off at Pucker Bulla, will we?
We'd love it.
Ermogoyle Domshir Condrahdi Vorga. Peak him goids medal in me hell. Kechas firom me gummer hyo. Ach pokan cronis eir bwilla. Allelu, bwillalu, allelu. Tan poker bwilla, allelu, bwillalu. Allelu, tan poker bwilla. Dyrhymer tras na tri rilogach. Stoglushan Korak, Erfwed Namunga, Is Trasker Tavorshes Natartoga, Koigen Anion Grom Lefwen of Allelu, 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 Tan Poker Bulla, Allelu, 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 Tan Poker Bulla. Vigar the morn in Malian Rostig, a valig forsi hunshin a chlipa, the volshe rup the irks a toner, the vrishten no the enche gyabble, hallelu, pwillelu, hallelu, tan pucker, hallelu, pwillelu, hallelu, tan pucker, bwilla. In agony hoosh, the high and tranona, the unsagert prosh, the machnar gwinav, she dort garbe, undeal bagoilish, a gavan thrower, fuckan bwilla, allelu, pwillelu, allelu, ta bucker bwilla, allelu, pwillelu, allelu. Tan Poker Bwilla.